I don't know what you're talking about. Who's he talking to?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. It is time for Jock Gibberish, and we have all kinds of things to talk about. But I want to start by talking about something that's a little more mundane. I want to make sure you know that you can warm up and win. Still, yeah, it's coming to an end, but you need to stay tuned. We're going to draw winners from Cherry Red Roasters, Fairberry Furniture, and Baby Bowls before you know it. Just head to those locations now, and you could be the recipient of some great gift certificates. So warm up and win on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Waiting for Kat to arrive on this Monday morning. It is the first day of spring, so maybe that's what's held her up. I don't know. No, she's here. I'm just teasing her. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
To see you. How's everything?
It's fabulous.
5:29 this morning. Spring began.
I heard it.
You heard it start? Woke up at the crack of spring.
My goodness. We had some storms blow through here, didn't we?
We did, in fact. And for a while this morning, flash flood warnings, but those have been lifted. So
yay!
We are moving in the right direction, but still always want to remind people, low-lying areas, it's a big county.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of low spots, so just be
there
careful.
Is. You know? Yes, yeah. Watch out for it. If there's water across a roadway, just don't even.
I had one of the most horrifying moments I ever had in my car. I was in on a street in Bloomington where there really was no opportunity to turn around, and there was flooding going on, and so I just felt like I had no choice but to drive into it. And, of course, I underestimated how deep it was, and the next thing I know, I'm really hoping and praying that the people who made my car made it reasonably watertight. Evidently, they did, because I made it to the other side.
Do you carry paddles in your car, just in case?
That night, I wish I had, or a life preserver,
or trolling motor, or something.
It was just unbelievable. But these things happen. You just have to be careful. So on this Monday, Kat, we want to talk a little bit about pop culture, and there's something on this list that I thought that might not sit too well with you. So why I chose this. The people at Entertainment Weekly decided they were going to post a list of the 16 greatest pop culture trios. Trios, these are. And some of these things are surprising. And I don't know what even gave them this idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I can think
of many.
I never thought of anything in terms of trios. So I guess we will focus on just the top few. One of the ones that comes leaping out, Kirk, Spock, and McCoy from Star Trek. This makes sense.
Well, but what about Sulu.
What about Scotty?
Yeah.
I would agree with you. These guys were not a trio as much as some other trios have been trios.
No. Just, but the Three Amigos, yes.
I was going to say, just below them on the list, Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short. The Three Amigos.
Oh, my gosh. If you have not seen that movie ever or in a while, go watch it. It is just mindless fun.
And look for the scene with the summoning of the Phantom Swordsman or whatever
it is.
Oh,
my gosh.
First time I saw that, I should have seen it coming. I didn't, and I laughed really hard.
It was the first time I'd ever heard the word plethora. And I didn't realize even at the time that it is indeed a real word, and I love to use it.
Means a lot, basically.
It does, but it sounds better if you can use a word people don't recognize.
That's right. That's right. Also on the list, Ferris Cameron and Sloan from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I got to tell you something. I remember the terrible trio. You know, Ferris and his kind of nerdy friend and the hottie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll just sum them up that way. But I never could have named them. If somebody had asked me, did Ferris Bueller have a running crew? Well, yes, of course he did. But what were their names? I don't know.
No, I wouldn't have been able to either.
And one where I'm completely lost, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Who are, in fact, the Powerpuff Girls.
Hello. Big time in my house having daughters.
I was just going to say, you had children of that age.
Yes, and then they had to choose, you know, the oldest one would choose who was who, and she always got, you know, the better one, the best, skills, and then poor Macy would be stuck with the least skillful.
Just going to say, the Powerpuff Girl who's kind of there for comic relief.
Yes.
You know, the one you get stuck with.
And I can't remember which is which, but I can ask them. They'll tell me.
I was going to say, they probably still have the lunch
you
boxes and
do.
All that good stuff, you know. So there you go. Yeah. As I remember, the Powerpuff Girls were kind of not realistic? Is that, I mean, no cartoon is, but I mean, the Powerpuff Girls were, didn't they have kind of simple shapes? And
yeah,
that's what I was thinking. So yeah. I at least am in the ballpark of understanding who the Powerpuff Girls are. Now, if you want to know who I remember, you go to number six on the
I
list.
I knew you were going to go to that one.
Larry, Curly, and Moe. The
I'm
Three
surprised
Stooges.
That they're sixth. Really.
It does seem like if you think of a trio, you would think of the Three Stooges pretty quickly.
The Three Stooges, the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
The Three Amigos.
The Three Amigos, absolutely.
Yeah. Where are the Three Musketeers on here?
That is a good point. They're not here at all. They didn't make the list.
Well, that's dumb.
You would think they would be. And we'll talk if we have time. They are on a list that was added by the people that that prepare our our assessment of this survey.
Good.
I'll put it that way. So we have more than one source of information. Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson. Charlie's Angels.
Mm.
And I can't remember their character names either, but I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. At the time, you couldn't remember their names. It didn't matter.
And, of course, for a while, it was a big Snapchat thing. It was a big social media thing to get with two female friends and do the Charlie's Angels pose where everybody's holding their fake guns.
Yes, yes. Well, then Farrah was only there a year, so that's funny because Cheryl Ladd came in for a longer time.
I remember that, and I did not realize that at the time. Of course, they made more episodes in those days, but it never dawned on me that Farrah Fawcett was only there for one season of Charlie's Angels and moved on. Here's the one that I thought would upset Kat.
Oh, yeah, I'm very angry right now.
Number four on the list, Luke, Leia, and Han Solo. From Star Wars.
Give me a break.
Yeah, they should be higher.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're a clear trio.
Absolutely.
So there you go. You could also do like
that.
You could also do, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, and Yoda in a way. You know what I mean? You could make a bunch of trios
in
Star Wars.
Well, you could go crazy because you could go with C-3PO, R2-D2, and BB-8. I mean, don't even get me started here. But they should be the number one trio. Obviously, two out of the three of them have the Force. Done! Although Leia's Force isn't very good, but still.
Still, she just
never
had a
chance. She didn't hone her skills.
I was going to say she didn't know her heritage. She could have developed them if she'd had the chance.
And now she's gone, so no chance.
And she was still a princess, leader of the revolution. So
she is the princess.
And a general.
So, yeah.
So don't go up and question her force, you know.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. They made number four, Harry, Ron, and Hermione from Harry Potter. I guess I can see that.
I'll give them
that. I mean, this is a world-class trio of people. And just read a meme about Rupert Grint, the actor who played Ron Weasley.
Mm-hmm.
And the director, when they were first cast, they were just young kids, of course. So the director wanted to make sure they were focused on what they were doing. So he asked them, all three of them, to write character biographies. You know, who's your character? Where do they come from? All this kind of stuff. And Rupert Grint gave him back a piece of paper that said, I'm Ron, and if Ron were given this kind of assignment, he'd never do it. So I didn't do it either.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
That's what the director said. He goes, I think you get it. You're on your way. Here's one that I was kind of surprised by, but, you know, you can never underestimate fandom. And that is Buffy, Willow, and Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I'm just going to throw it out there right now. Never, ever, ever seen a single solitary episode.
I have seen a few. Not a lot. And this is the TV show, not the movie, of course. The movie was like 400 years ago.
I haven't seen the movie either. And I turned my television on this morning, Todd, and it was set on TNT from watching basketball yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was Charmed, another TV show I've never seen.
And another trio.
Oh, is there?
Three witchy sisters. Yeah, that's what Charmed was all about.
They had
magic powers, and of course it got them in all kinds of trouble. And according to Entertainment Weekly, the number one trio was Jack, Janet, and Chrissy. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
You know,
Three's Company.
I can't agree with that. I don't approve.
You're not digging Jack, Janet, and Chrissy?
I mean, yeah, but down the list. How could they be above Luke, Leia, and Han? And let's get real. How can they be above Harry, Ron, and Hermione?
I was just thinking the same thing. You would think that the Harry Potter trio would have taken them, but apparently it's nostalgia, you know? My biggest problem was I could never stand John Ritter's voice.
Well, I can't stand
Jack was his character
Suzanne
on the show.
Summers on there, so.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. Who else is on the list? Well, we will go ahead and tell you a lot of people you might suspect, and this is where we get into the trios that Kat mentioned a minute ago, all the people that didn't make the list. And Huey, Dewey, and Louie came up on a list presented by the editors of our information service. That makes sense, but I would not have come up with them.
Then those chipmunks, whatever their names are, Alvin, Theodore, and...
Yeah, and I can't... Simon is the
there
third one.
There you go.
I saw it on a piece of paper, Kat. I didn't remember that. Somebody. So there you go. Joey Chandler and Ross from Friends made the supplemental list, along with Monica, Rachel, and Phoebe.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, and it's kind of amazing that they were forgotten.
But what if you're going to do this list, wouldn't you do, like, musical trios?
Well, you could.
I mean, would that be a thing,
you
too?
You could do Peter, Paul, and Mary.
There you go. You Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Crosby, Stills, and
Young's
Nash.
Young's out. You can't have Young.
Sorry, Neil. You got to get back to Canada. Play your guitar. Do whatever you want. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
Ooh.
All kinds of groups.
The Police, they were a three.
The Bee Gees were a threesome.
So, Nirvana.
There you go.
Okay, the Bee Gees were a threesome, but I always felt bad for Andy because they would not let him be a part of the Bee Gees. And he probably had the best voice out of all of them.
Could be.
Shortest lifespan.
I was going to say too bad for Andy, but I don't know what to say about that one. I didn't realize that Andy had ever tried to be a Bee Gee because there's quite an age gap there.
There was just no choice. I mean, they would go, oh, look, our little brother, he didn't have anything else to do, so we're going to let him pretend to be a star, sing one song.
Very difficult when you have superstardom in your family.
That's true.
They actually broke up for a time. We won't get into that today, but...
I wouldn't know anything about superstardom in the family. I'll just tell you that right now.
Okay. Some people did mention the Three Musketeers.
Good.
They also mentioned the Three Bears and the Three Little Pigs.
Ooh. That's
Mama
good.
Bear, Papa Bear, and Little Baby Bear.
That's a good one. What about those little monkeys? What was that...
Hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil.
Yeah.
Those are the monkeys you're talking about? I don't know if they have names or not.
You know? They should.
I suppose.
Everybody should have a name.
There should be an animated series based on those three monkeys. Destiny's Child. Mm. Some people mentioned. Beyonce is the only one I remember her from Destiny's Child.
Can I just say overrated?
And Bed Bath & Beyond made the list.
One of my favorite trios, I'm not going to lie.
If you're looking for a nice soap tray, you know who to see. And what's the Beyond part? I go in the store, I see the Bed and Bath, but the Beyond kind of baffles me. But oh, well.
Oh, well, they have like Tervis cups, you know, like this, only the real thing. Have only the real thing.
I see.
Candy, coffees.
Yeah,
I suppose haven't wandered around enough.
Well, I guess I just haven't paid attention. I'm addicted to kitchen gizmos, so I just run to the gizmo section and say, I may need to make a rosette out of a radish. I may need that.
Ooh, I haven't had a radish in a long time. Do you put salt on them?
I do, if I'm just eating them by themselves. In a salad or something, I often don't, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind a good summer radish, you know, nice and fresh,
around.
So it just crunches, you know.
Do you like the red or the pink and the white or just the white?
I generally just have the red. I have had white radishes before, but...
They're a little milder, I feel.
There you go. We'll talk about some other day, Kat.
We're going to have a JJ devoted to radishes.
Sure.
I dare you. JJ being Jock Gibberish.
Jock Gibberish. So what's coming up on your show? Let's talk of that.
Well, I've got a huge story. You may not be aware. The case of the missing Super Bowl jersey has been cracked.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Check the NFL and the FBI. I'm going to tell you, why would the FBI be involved? We'll talk about it.
Very good.
And my NCAA bracket? Busted. NIT bracket? Busted.
Well, the odds are pretty well stacked against you.
I was doing great the first round of the NIT or the NCAA.
Yeah?
NIT, no.
There you go.
A lot of upsets yesterday. We're going to talk about that as well.
Just there are so many teams to keep track of. It's hard to put a bracket together.
It is.
That's why I'm too lazy to do it. I just don't even try.
Well, I found myself yesterday torn because I had teams that I wanted to advance, but they weren't on my bracket. So I didn't know if I was supposed to cheer or not.
Life's so hard.
It is.
I'm Todd Weinberger, and she's Kat, and we're Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. This is Jock Gibberish. Thanks for coming along with us on this first day of spring.